This is VOA News by remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. intelligence officials say Iran is responsible for threatening emails sent to voters in multiple battleground states demanding votes for President Trump. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Some of the emails were purported to have been sent by the neo-fascist group, the Proud Boys, telling voters they'd come after them if they didn't vote for President Trump. Without discussing specifics, the Director of National Intelligence, John Ratcliffe, says the motive was to discredit the president.
These actions are desperate attempts by desperate adversaries.
The intelligence community investigated and found the source, Iran. FBI Director Christopher Wray.
You should be confident that your vote counts.
The officials also announced that Iran and Russia have obtained voter registration data, although it is publicly accessible. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Democrats on the U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee say that they will boycott a vote scheduled for this Thursday on Amy Coney Barrett's nomination to fill the vacant Supreme Court seat. Democrats are protesting President Trump's nomination of Barrett following the mid-September death of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, arguing that he should have waited the outcome of the November 3rd presidential election. A NASA probe orbiting an asteroid of over 100 million miles from Earth successfully snatched on Tuesday a sample from the celestial body's rocket surface, or rocky surface, to bring home the space agency's first handful of pristine asteroid rocks. NASA's minivan-sized OSIRIS-REx spacecraft made a four-hour descent toward the rugged surface of the Bennu asteroid, whose acorn-shaped body formed in the early days of the solar system could hold clues to the origins of life on Earth. This is VOA News. LGBTQ Catholics and their allies in the U.S. are welcoming Pope Francis's endorsement of same-sex civil unions, the first time he's done so. But prominent Catholics say he's blatantly contradicting church teaching. Among them is the Bishop of Providence, Rhode Island, who says the church cannot support what he calls immoral relationships. In contrast, the head of a ministry representing LGBTQ Catholics hails what he calls a historic shift for a church that has a record of persecuting gays. The Pope's remarks came in a feature-length documentary called Francesco that premiered Wednesday at the Rome Film Festival. Former U.S. President Barack Obama made his first appearance on the campaign trail Wednesday for Democratic nominee Joe Biden, who is locked in a tight race with President Donald Trump in crucial states 13 days before the November 3rd election. The former president spoke in Philadelphia, saying that there is no excuse for the Trump administration's poor response to the coronavirus pandemic.
We literally left this White House a pandemic playbook that would have shown them how to respond before the virus reached our shores. They probably used it to, prop up a wobbly table somewhere. We don't know where that playbook went.
Now, President Trump was campaigning in North Carolina and defended his administration's handling of the pandemic.
The more testing you have, the more cases. They say cases are up. Yeah, testing is up. We have more testing than India, China, and almost every other country put together. You could say it's ridiculous. At the same time, we did a good job, but it shows a lot of cases. And that's, thank you. He's a great job. We did do a great job.
And tonight, Mr. Trump and Mr. Biden will square off in the final debate before the election. Nine people have died after getting flu shots in South Korea in the past week alone, authorities said on Wednesday, raising concerns over the vaccine safety, just as a seasonal inoculation program is expected to expand and head off potential COVID-19 complications. Despite the reports, dozens of people were seen queuing at a hospital in Seoul for flu shots. Nevertheless, some residents said that they're still worried. The director of the Korea Disease Control and Prevention Agency said during a Wednesday briefing that authorities are investigating the deaths of the people who had received the shots, but so far they have found no evidence that can link the deaths to the vaccines. She added that there was no major reason to suspend the vaccination program. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.